Ooh, that sounds real good. Hershey shirt.
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yo.
You still there?
Yeah.
Jimmy, we didn't have sugar last time.
We didn't.
What was it? I've never had sugar. So, can you give us any insight on the taste sensation or anything? Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Hi, how are you?
All right, can you do me a favor? Can you get some crew on?
Yeah, all right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Can you do us a favor?
Yeah.
Okay, but why don't you bang your head against the phone for us?
All right, ready?
Yeah, got it. Kids got problems. Okay.
Hey, all you noisemakers, this is Kevin Dubrow from Quiet Riot, and you're in the middle of Metal Shop.
Shop. We'll be right back.
you die.
Comes up to me one day and I'm walking down the street minding my own business. Now he looks me up and he looks me down and he says, hey man, what be this and what be that? And why you gotta look like that? Well, I just looked into my kind of past. I said, hey man, I am cool. I am the breed. And we won't change or rearrange, and we ain't ever, ever gonna live.
For YSP, the Mighty Metal Shop in Philadelphia. Yeah! Yeah! We're rocking in.
Hi there.
Thank you. That song's over. That's from Lick It Up, of course. The Mighty Kiss, who are finishing up their tour for America anyway, right, Killer?
Right.
Thank you very much. Where are they playing? The Meadowlands? They're playing the Meadowlands and to play with Wasp on the 29th. I believe there's tickets left for that. How do we get on that? Oh. That's because we played Kiss. Excuse me. We heard from Led Zeppelin 3, which is actually, when you think about it, very much, we dipped back into...
Rusty metal.
Thank you very much. And before that rat, we talked to Stephen Piercy, Mark Tadea, the Sultan of Sludge. We'd like to thank a couple of people for sending us letters this week, although we don't remember because we threw them out. And who is that guy that sent us those perverted sexual type manuals? You have no idea, do you? Brother of Dirt is here, ladies and gentlemen.
We won the game.
You won the game?
We won the game. It was a tough one. But
Brother Dirt is outside playing hoops. You ready to answer some sexual questions in a little bit?
Yeah, man. Let's
go. We have a very strange phone call from outer space. Who's on the phone?
This is Yoda.
Yoda!
Yoda!
What's happening, Yoda?
Oh, I'm okay.
How's your pointy ears, all right?
Oh, they're doing fine.
What can I do for you, Yoda?
I need a favor, Mark.
What's that?
I was wondering if I could borrow one of your Metal Maidens.
Absolutely. What's the problem?
I'm getting tired of my Layla, and she makes fun of my little green thing.
How little is it?
It's very small, but I'm sure your Metal Maidens wouldn't mind.
You don't care, huh?
No.
Well, why don't you give us some dimensions?
Dimensions? Okay, that's it. We're talking centimeters.
We're talking centimeters. It's that small, huh?
Yeah. But the force is with me. So I guess everything's okay.
I feel sorry for you, Yoda. Yoda, why don't you give us your phone number, and I'll have my maidens call you, okay?
Okay.
What is it?
I can't say it on the air because I'm so popular.
Oh, I understand.
You understand?
Okay, Yoda, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll have our women contact you, all right?
Can I say hi to a few people?
Sure.
I'd like to say hi to Stuart, Steve, Kelly, Marie, and I love you, Arlene.
That's very nice.
I know.
Yoda.
Yes.
Go sharpen your ears, all right?
Okay.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, very, 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 very sick. Oh, I forgot to mention that Kiss was for Rose, right? Is that all we're supposed to say about it?
That's it.
Killer?
No deal.
You don't want me to ask you in front of like 1.5 million people who Rose is, do you?
No.
Oh, okay, I didn't think so. Okay, Crocus Accept and Rough Cut Plan at the Tower Theater is coming Friday night. Right now, if you're a very lucky caller and if you bribe Ed with sexual favors or... you know, even your sister or something. 263 Rock, Pennsylvania, 590-9494, New Jersey. Got some pairs of tickets to give away and also some cassettes of the new Accept album. It's called Metal Heart. That's courtesy of our friends at Epic Records. 94 YSP, the Muddy Metal Shop in Philadelphia.
You came to rock the day. Sorry, Squire. I'll scratch the retinal. Sorry, Squire. I'll scratch the retinal. Sorry, Squire. I'll scratch the retinal. Sorry, Squire. I'll scratch the retinal.
For YSP, the sleazy, filthy, disgusting metal shop in Philadelphia. That is from Vision Quest, the movie. It's still hard to believe that Dio allowed a record, allowed his song to be in the same record as such rocking artists as, who's on there? Madonna? Journey? And a couple other people, too. We heard from Lita Ford, who has, does she have a new album coming out, Killer? Yeah, I think so. She's happening, too. Just got to ask our friend John about her. We'll have him in here in a few weeks. We're talking to John Bon Jovi. He's got a new album out coming, too. This is Mark the Deal. We gave away some tickets for the Crocus concert and some K-sets. Art Fletcher picked up one of those. Adrian Grassler. Ooh, Dave Torrey. Chrissy Hassmeister. Jason Farley. And Michael Discahulo or something like that. Of course, that concert is Friday night, a YSP show, Crocus, except... And Rough Cut, that's at the Tower Theater. There are plenty of tickets left. And in just one moment, we will tell you where we're going to be tomorrow night.
Hey, headbangers, this is John Gallagher from Raven. We'll be back with more Metal Shop after these messages.
Jersey. Tomorrow night, the Mighty Metal Shop crew, myself, Ed, and Ken will be out at the Jameson Entertainment Center, better known as the Jameson Roller Rink. It's at York and Alsmouth Road on Route 263. That's in Jameson, Pennsylvania. Metal Wolf will be playing in concert tomorrow night. It's an all-ages show, and the band comes on around 7 o'clock or so. It's from 7 to 11 o'clock tomorrow night. Join us! And if not for that, at least for Friday, Crocus Accept and Rough Cut at the Tower Theater. There's plenty of tickets left for that. We gave some of those tickets away tonight and some cassettes. A couple of happening metal events, I must add.
But
tonight.
How will I get well?
Well, I'll tell you how you get well. Just keep on listening to the Mighty Metal Shop. Killer Ken Sharp is here, ladies and gentlemen, and Mammals in the News is next.
This is Jack Russell from Great White. We'll be back with more Metal Shop after these messages.
Tonight, Sunday.
Wait a minute, you guys, Jesus Christ. There's so much sex going on in the studio at the very moment that I'm sorry, but we're back. Yeah, we're back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him on David. Hold on a second.
Start over.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound of Yukon Jack pointing down the King of Dirt's throat. Okay, you've seen him on David Letterman. You've seen him on HBO. You've seen him on Cinemax. Even Saturday Night Live. It's time for Killer Ken with Mammals in the News. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Killer Ken Sharp. Wait a minute. Try it now.
We have a tragic humanitarian story of bravery, courage, and fortitude. It's entitled Man's Best Friend.
Thank you, Killer.
Okay. A Bronx man named Hermie was lying peacefully in a local sleazy motel when late at the strike of 2 a.m., a ferocious fire began to engulf the entire flea-bitten motel. His precious pup, Masha, the African Labrador Retriever, heroically smelled the fumes just in time, Marco, and dragged Hermie out of the burning rubble and safely through the braving flames, just as the entire ceiling began to violently collapse.
Lashes!
I have to say nothing like that. Only hope was to lead Hermie to some safe ulterior place. Massa then proceeded to lead Hermie to an empty elevator shaft where he plummeted 80 feet to his death.
Isn't there a side?
But all you dog lovers, don't worry. Massa was saved.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, send us your Mammals in the News stories to Metal Shop Care of WISP in Philadelphia, 19004. Attention, Killer Ken.
Time.
94 YSP, the sleazy, disgusting, and filthy metal shop in Slimadelphia, actually. And that is Motley Crue. Hopefully, we'll have a new record from them before Vinny has to go to jail. Mark Tadea wrapping things up here. Me, that green killer Ken. Boy, everyone's here tonight. Dallin, Sleazy Metal Babes. Who else? KB is here, ladies and gentlemen. Big hand for KB. Hey. John Capone from the island is here. Jimbo, brother of dirt. Brother's friend is here. Everyone is happening tonight, and we only have a couple of minutes left, so we're going to... is the doctor ready?
Dr. Head.
Dr. Head is here. This Dr. Richard Head is here at the very moment, and if you have any sexual problems, call now, okay? Dr. Richard Head. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
Dick Head is here right now. He's going to answer your problems.
All right.
Do not call me Dick, please.
What? Sorry, Doc. Do you have a problem?
Yeah, I was in a car accident recently, and my body was really messed up, and they had to give me plastic surgery. And they put something on my body in my nose in the wrong spot.
Don't tell me they did that.
Yeah.
Go on.
And I don't know what to do now.
So,
because I can't go out in public to go to court and sue the guy.
So you mean to tell me, like, when you have to snort things, you have to pull down your zipper?
Yeah.
He's excited, his nose grows.
And it's pretty bad when I have to sneeze, too.
Yes, but sex must be most convenient.
Call back, all right? Who's this?
John.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, it's Dave, boy of town.
Dave.
Yeah. Now, I got a problem, man.
Dave, the doctor's here.
All right, I got a big problem,
Doc,
man.
What's your name, Dick Hertz?
Richard.
Richard's here. Dr. Richard's here.
Great. Look, man, my girlfriend bit mine off, man.
She bit it off?
Blood all over the place.
Yeah?
And I don't know what to do. Like, my grandmother walked in. Oh, my God. What to do?
You must have Granny pick it up, put it back, and leave the room slowly.
Thank you very much. Hello. Who's this?
This is Yoda again!
Yoda! What's up, Yoda?
Because I got a real sexual problem.
What's happening?
My little green thing.
Your little green thing? I thought we talked about that before.
It's a big problem.
Who's that talking in the background?
Oh, that's my friend.
Oh, okay. Dr. Richard, do you have a... I don't know about this Yoda guy.
Oh, I'm not at all that bad, am I?
No. Yoda.
I think Yoda needs to get the big gahuna.
Yoda.
Yeah.
And leave.
Yoda, you got the big gahuna, right?
Pardon me?
You got the big gahuna.
Gahuna?
Yeah.
Gahoma, gahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like gahoma. Yoda.
Yeah.
See if this sounds like we hung up on you, all right? Who's this?
Ted.
Ted, what's happening?
I'm not Ted. I'm Luke Skywalker. And I was practicing my lightsaber when I cut my dick off.
You cut your thing off. That's very nice. Thank you. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, man, this is Mike.
Mike, what's happening?
Nothing much, man. Can I say hi to a few people?
Go ahead, Mike.
All right, I want to say hi to Ryan and Steve and Dave and everybody else who I forgot, and I got a sexual problem, man.
You have a sexual problem? Hold on, we want our studio audience here. This one. Hang on a second. Okay, you're on.
All right, yeah, man, I got this problem. Mark, I'll tell you, man, I was, like, going down on this woman the other night, man, having sex.
Yeah?
And she started shouting.
No, sorry about that, bud.
Hey, man, what can I say? You're a stud, man. Metal shop rules.
Thank you very much. Who's this?
This is the person that called me to go for a dedication. I've got a real sex problem, Dirt.
What is it?
Like, remember when I called up and told you I'd put you in a tub of Jell-O?
Yeah.
It's like all my dildos shriveled up and died, man. This is like a real bad problem. Now, what am I going to do? The broomstick is gone. Somebody took my broomstick.
Have you ever tried any Texas wieners?
Yeah, but like they're too little.
They're too little? Hold on, we're going to take your phone number down and we'll be over. Okay, hang on a second. Who's this? Hello?
Franny.
Huh?
Franny.
Franny?
Yep.
What's happening?
Yeah, for Penzel, not much.
You got a problem?
I had no problem. Mine's just fine.
That's nice. Hello, who's this?
This is Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Not much. My friend has a problem, but he's afraid to call.
Well, why don't you tell us what it is?
He has a metal ball.
He has a metal ball?
His name's Art Fletcher.
Art Fletcher.
He won the cassette.
Yeah, he just won the cassette.
He has a metal ball.
Yeah.
Which one, the left or the right?
Left.
Yeah?
Yeah. told me. I didn't find out myself.
Yeah, right, Art. Who's this?
This is Steve from Mortuary.
Steve from Mortuary?
Yup.
How you doing?
I got a terrible sexual problem.
What is it?
Great, well, my penis was attached to my nose.
Yeah?
And my girlfriend is going nuts. Like, when I sneeze, she doesn't know if I'm ejaculating or having a runny nose, you know? And what do I do?
We're going to have to think about that one, all right?
Yeah, can I say hi to a couple people?
Go ahead, Steve.
Stuart Jean, John Pusey, and Joe Jeffries, three best musicians in the world.
All right, bang your head for us. Thank you very much. Who's this?
Yeah.
Hello?
I just want to say I love you.
I love you, too. I'll be over in about 20 minutes, right? Who's this?
This is the anemic master of animal magnetism.
That's very nice.
I work at a bowling alley, and I have this problem.
Yeah?
See, I'm polishing my balls right now.
Okay.
My boss wants to drill them tomorrow morning.
Don't let him drill your balls.
Don't?
No, don't do that.
Can I say hi to a couple people?
Go ahead.
Lenny, Gary, anytime before I die, dude.
Okay, see you. Who's this?
Dirt, man.
What's happening?
How come it hurts when I piss?
How come it hurts?
It's like, you know, I get up in the morning and take a piss and like, geez, it stings like crazy.
It's called gonorrhea, right?
Can I say hi to a couple people?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
That ought to cover it.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Okay, a big hand for Dr. Richard tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I think we better go, okay? See you next week.
Tonight, Metal Shop was...